George Oppen said, "I would like, as you see, to convince myself that my pleasure in your response is not plain vanity, but the pleasure of being heard, the pleasure of companionship, which seems more honorable."
Eric Rensberger is originally from Elkhart County in northern Indiana, but he has lived in southern Indiana, mainly in Bloomington, since 1974. His work has been published in numerous journals and anthologies. His chapbooks include, amongst other titles, Letters, Standing Where Something Did, and Blank of Blanks. And he has indulged in more fugitive forms of publication, such as posting poems anonymously on public kiosks, street lamp poles, and bulletin boards in restaurants. He is a convinced and persistent self-publisher. His collected works can be found at ericrensbergerpoetry.net, which is home to his major work, the ongoing chronological series, Account of My Days, at present consisting of more than 1,000 poems. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Eric, what poems have you brought for us today?
Prayer for the Long Nights. Look up. The form of the depths is masked by stars. These nights groan outward from their centers. A numb walk along a line of hours, cold and defenseless. I call myself lucky to say only what I have heard, and to stop speaking when I hear nothing, even if it's in the middle. The long nights pricked with stars are an expanse of fearful honesty, and from their interior, my prayer is launched. Writing for no one is in a language so lost no chisel has ever touched it. Writing for no one is done in the dark and will be read ditto. The peeps, chirrs, and scratching heard in the background are themselves an opaque literature inspired by forgetfulness. At midnight, the world closes around itself, circle inside circle. Writer disappears, reader disappears. The zodiac is torn from its stories and becomes geometrical proof. Everything is gone but the purity of the speechless world. Lazarus laughs. A fly has landed on the back of his hand. It turns around and around, pulls back its head for a wider look, and stamps its feet to test the flesh. Is it death or life? The fly is discomposed, and Lazarus laughs. He can't help himself. He is in spasms. The joke is on the fly. Flowers on the graves of the overdosed. The wind shifts through them, and they move, shaking their generosity of color against the gray stone where the name is fixed, like sorrow dancing before memory. The frail bones are packed in dirt. We visit them as though we could still visit the person, but the bones are not the person who was taken from us violently, I meant to say softly, by deception. The person is now in our minds only, invulnerable there. The red flower of a living mouth, memory makes it bloom again. Memory is like the clouds hovering on the scene, continually recreated, seeming close but actually at a distance, not subject to harm, as is the easily torn and prone to withering flesh that makes up the form of flowers. Time-sensitive materials. My toes, my hair, my knees, my brain, my heart, my skin, everything.
You've been listening to the poetry of Eric Rensberger on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.